Hello, is anyone there?
Seven different IVs of antibiotics. Half the spiders in the house are usually wolf spiders or brown recluse.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, they all got a bird.
Oh.
I can see where you might have a slightly different philosophy there.
Okay. Well, I can tell you already that this meeting is not starting off well.
Technical difficulties, please stay.
Yeah. Hold on, let me plug in the second camera here. I had intended on using an Ethernet to USB adapter. Nope. Now I just confused my thing. There we go. Okay. Had intended on using a USB to Ethernet adapter hooked into a router so that I could connect to the back end of this server, but I forgot my USB to Ethernet adapter. But I can show you this thing real quick. Maybe. So this is a Dell R720. This one is set up so that it can hold 16 hard drives in the front. Some of them can be set up for up to 24 drives. Those are the XD series. And this is the inside of it. Big bank of... Hold on, let me get turned on the light. This stripe here is a big bank of hot swap fans. And lots and lots and lots of sticks of memory. But it's going to get it more. What's in here now, I believe, are 4 gig sticks, and I'm going to end up filling this thing with 16 gig sticks. It'll end up having 384 gigs of RAM. Dual Xeon processors. That doesn't show up so well. This little thing here with its own heat sink and battery is a RAID controller. And these cables, here come up to here and form the back plane for the hard drives, which slide right out. The fun thing with one of these is when it powers on, it's plugged in at the moment. You can see that there's a couple of lights on back here. The lights are for what's called an IDRAC. It stands for IDRAC stands for Integrated Dell Remote Access Controller. And if I was set up right, I could show you what this thing does on the network.
I take it sounds like an aircraft when it comes up with all the fans and
oh yeah. And if I connect, sorry, if I connect to the iDRAC, I'll drop the connection to the library and I won't be able to do the Zoom thing. I may drop the Zoom thing anyway. So hold on a moment. Yep. And our little screen up here in the front is saying intrusion detected. The fans are individually replaceable. Or as a unit. And it's a lot easier to get to the memory if you do it this way. Shouldn't replace memory with it plugged in technically, but yeah, it's probably okay. And they all just spun up a little bit because it is powered up, but it isn't really powered up.
Those are little specialty fans. What do those run?
Replacement cost on those is about $20 a piece. And here goes the power switch. 30, 40, 35. On the display over here, we're configuring memory. Interesting how long it takes one of these things to boot up. Unfortunately, I also forgot my keyboard and mouse. So I can't. There it goes. It's going to step up one more time, too. No, it'll automatically go by that. It times out after 20 seconds. That's what my data center sounds like, times about 1,000. It is better with... So it just went through its initial power on self-test and everything. Each one of these came with two drives, and I've got, I think, 20 drives in here. And they're the same style drive. So they're only 300 gigs. I mean, we're at a point where we're throwing out 300 gig drives as we replace them with 1T SAS drives. But honestly, we don't replace many. Yeah. 143s probably aren't SAS, they're probably SCSI. Really? Okay. Hmm. So some of the stuff about this, most SATA hard drives have a connector that looks like that. Focus.
Too close.
Yeah, this thing won't focus that close. And as you can see, it's got a larger connector over here. Larger one is actually power, which always kind of messed me up. And then this little one with 8 pins or 7, that's the data side. This machine uses SAS drives, which you can see they add a whole nother little connector in there. So this little one in between, that also has 7 pins, and it's a whole second connection. SAS drives, and these are standard spinning drives, but they are SAS. Transfer at twice the data rate, and they actually have 2 physical controllers on the circuit board. You can lose one and you still have access to the entire drive. That's pretty snazzy, actually.
Does it give you a notification that it's?
Yes. Yeah, especially when you're at this level of hardware.
At that price point.
I'm thinking about getting the data through.
Well, that isn't such a terrible thing usually. This thing has enough RAM that it caches quite a bit. Well, that's
well,
interesting.
That would be an indicator you've got failures in your horizon.
Interesting. So I pulled these drives out of an M620. Figured they'll fit, and they do, but they're that much further back inside. I kind of like them better. They're flush with the front panel. Make sure they
redesign.
Yeah. There's not that much difference. I don't think they're.
You made some airflow. I lose the airflow. Yeah, I was thinking cooling the nuts. Flows.
I'm not worried about the airflow. Still got the same amount of area and everything. But. But they don't fit, I'll be damned. Okay, so this is one of my major problems with Dell. Everything is specific to the piece of hardware it came off of. I made the assumption that an M620 and an R720 would be compatible with each other. I was wrong. So if you look, the difference in height between the drive and where it joins into the machine, or where it locks into the physical hardware, is about 3/4 of an inch. So the drives I was going to put in here aren't going to work. Bummer.
Okay, they're just on the tray.
Hmm? They come out, okay. But the trays are $10 or $12 a piece.
Oh, you don't have the trays for the rest of it?
No. No, it comes with blanks. That are just little plastic pieces of crap.
Oh, that's always awesome.
Yeah.
It's nice how they give you nothing that you can use.
Yeah. So there are a lot of reasons to have decent hardware like this. It's definitely sturdy. This thing probably weighs in at about 65 pounds, maybe 70. And if I load it up with a bunch of drives, which I plan on doing, it'll come out heavier than that. I think oopsies. Put the wrong drive in the box there. So this currently is not configured with any booting partitions or anything. And so it comes up and says, sorry, no OS installed. And that's about all I got. Well, damn. I mean, I'm not above just pushing the drives in, not using the little fancy holder on or things. But these are a little history. I talked a friend into buying two of these things because he wants to run some websites and stuff. And his investment at this point is about $500, I think. And I was giving him enough extra parts to make it worth a lot more than that. I have spare power supplies and spare drives and spare memory and basically any part that can fail is I've got a spare for. I have spare processors. Sorry, moving stuff again. Sure what that part moves for. It looks like it scoots a little part of the air barrier back in when you push that down. That piece is supposed to move out like that. Those are, if you have full-length cards in this thing, those hold the top edge of the card. So back here, you've got a couple of PCIe ports, and those things hold the top of the card if there's a card in there. And one other cool toy I was going to add, though I don't know yet if this will actually work. Dell has these little dual SD card adapters that fit in the back. And these have 16 gig SD cards in them, which is way more than enough to hold the operating system. Currently we're running VMware where I'm at, and VMware will easily fit in there. These are going to end up with I've talked about it before. Now the Cisco Zen, there's a big version of that. Hold on. XCP. There we go. So this will end up with XCPNG on it. Which is a hypervisor, meaning that you run virtual machines on it. Hardware like this should be able to run easily 10 VMs, maybe as many as 20, without any problems at all. And if you're pushing for very small machines that do very little, probably 65 or 70. It has lots of cores, lots of memory. It will end up with lots of drive space. Just kind of toys. Have you got any questions, Jim?
No, not really.
How about you, Edwin? Edwin's not listening.
It's kind of out of my league.
It isn't, actually. There isn't. It's not that hard to get the hardware. Certainly not to if you're willing to pay somebody else to deal with it. Right. I mean, this is a 15-year-old piece of hardware. Let's find out exactly how old.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. No, I don't have any questions about it. I'm just kind of watching to see what it was all about.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I forgot the keyboard, mouse, and network adapter, which broke things. So one of the reasons I really like Dell stuff, they have just amazing records on everything they've ever made. All of their stuff comes with a little 7-digit identifier. This one's 6G45S22. Search comes back. Should be able to tell me pretty much everything you ever want to know about it. So the support expired in 2017. It was a 3-year support, which means this thing was bought in December of 2013. Normally it's 3 years. Sometimes you can push for 5, but most folks don't. So yeah, this is definitely an old piece of hardware. That said, it should go another 10 years, no problem. You can get drivers for VMware, for Windows, for Linux, for Citrix. It'll do a lot of stuff, and it does it very well. The Red Hat Enterprise 7 is the last thing that Red Hat certified this thing for. And the reason that it goes to ESX 6.5 is that it's no longer supported for 7.0. Well, hello.
Hey.
I called you. I was hoping you had a USB to Ethernet adapter.
Do you have a keyboard and mouse in your car?
No, that's not that important.
I guess that.
Yeah.
USB.
Yeah. I don't care how fast.
I don't think so.
Okay. Not a problem. It's okay. I might have called your home.
Oh, yeah, we didn't answer that. We went to voicemail.
Okay, yeah.
So. Nobody answered their phone from in.
Yeah.
Didn't answer the spammers.
So, if you're on their website and you're looking for drivers for this thing, tell it Red Hat. And it looks up all the downloads. And there's stuff that's been written this month. They update these things frequently. They update them long past when they're out of production. They do well. They're nice toys. And I'm kind of done now. Sorry.
No, I just have to do the problem. That's great. Load that at the back of my car and get it out of your way.
I am going to find out since CCC just got a pile of these things. Okay. I'm going to go talk to them and see what they'll charge me for one or two. Because I'm going to have a couple of these at the house running. Oh, on that. So at idle with normal loads, these things draw about 350 watts, which is a lot more than your desktop PC does. And I'm going to be planning on running two of them. So we're up to, what, 750 watts, something like that. Steve can't do math some days. This thing will be about 8 cents an hour to run at current electrical charges, which it's not that bad. I mean, could be worse. It's a toy.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you have an enclosure to insulate the sound, or is it sitting in a
garage? Yeah. Just an open garage. So a thing. Yeah, sure. Google did a big thing on how much difference it makes keeping your computer cool. And it doesn't make that big a difference. They run their data centers at 90 degrees. And
90 degrees because they got like a bazillion machines in there, right?
Well, no. I mean, they chill to 90. If they turn off the chillers, they go up really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a small data center at another company, and at one point our air conditioner went out, and I was in the hospital with an appendix blown out on me. When the air conditioner went out, it sent out an alarm. My boss at the time didn't think it was that important, so he ignored it. And that room got to 157 degrees.
Oh.
the fire sprinklers didn't melt. The woods metal in them was supposed to go off at 160. That's tight. Yeah. Oh, if the sprinklers had gone on, the company would have folded. I mean, we had off-site backups, but if we had lost the server room, yeah. Well, no, we didn't use tapes. Everything was backed up to drives, and everything was backed up to a local drive, and then that drive was backed up to an off-site drive. So we could have gone off-site, grabbed the entire backup server and brought it on-site. That would have taken 2 hours. But then we need something to put those backups on, because you can't just use a hairdryer, clean one of these things out and start it back up. It ain't happening. So we would have had to have bought new. And if you call Dell and say, I need this many servers, they go, okay, we'll start building those for you and you'll get them in 2 to 3 weeks.
5 to 7 months at the moment.
Well, yeah. If you go for used servers, you can usually get those pretty quick. But then you've got stuff like, oh crap, it only comes with two drives. So I've also got to buy a whole bunch of drive carriers. And it is very easy to take a long time to build a data center. And honestly, most companies, if they lose the data center to catastrophe, they just fold. I mean, it's bad.
Company done out just in the last month for ransomware.
Mm, yeah.
When I worked with them, I did a mainframe. It had to be kept at 72 degrees,
mm-hmm.
or it wouldn't work at all.
Probably would. But IBM was really big on you must do this for us to maintain your warranty. And most companies did. I mean, it doesn't take that much. I apologize. I'm going to cut the Zoom meeting short so that I can play with this thing a little bit. There's some other capabilities I want to show, and I can't do that while I'm on Zoom. So I'm sorry, and I'll try to bring this thing back next month, though I think the owner is going to want it back by then. But hopefully I'll have my own. So apologies, folks, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. See you later.
So long.